Mother's Day, just around the corner. Call Kuhn Flowers and send mom a beautiful floral arrangement. She'll love it and she'll love you. This is Dan Hicken, and Kuhn Flowers wants to be your florist.
This is The Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
What's going on, guys? It's your boy at Big Game James 36. Denny Thompson's on the way after training literally every damn quarterback in a 20-county radius tonight, possibly, with 6 points. He'll be here Petty Friday today, so whatever you're feeling petty about, make sure you text the Duval Ford text line, 904-641-1010. You know, it's a lot of things that you could be petty about. Maybe it's Friday. You've been ABCing it. You're already ABCing it, chilling. You want to vent, feel free to hit us on the text line. Obviously, we got 8 o'clock coming up. Again, this is the Sports Den, if you did not know. Inside the ThinMD Mess Spa Studios, brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits and TheHumidor.com. I've already smoked what my weekend pairing was right before I got up here. I did not drink my scotch, but you should look at the Sports Den Facebook page to see what scotch and what cigar me and at the Humidor Chris are smoking this weekend to help get you through. Hopefully this weekend you're going to do well. Mother's Day, fellas, let's show up, show out, get these ladies what they deserve, get your mama and them, even if you don't like her, even if you don't like your baby mama, still make sure that you get her something because she put up with you. And ladies, make sure you receive the gift, even if it's one of those silly macaroni drawing things that the kids do in kindergarten. I'm going to start it off with what I'm feeling extremely aggravated and petty about. I hit up JJ and Denny on Twitter, and I asked how many 8 o'clocks will we have tonight, and if there is a way we could do something unprecedented and just have at least 2 to 3 of those bad boys and just let that music play. But we can go ahead and start off with this part right here. But then JJ told me that we got a little bit of Bob Seger. Is that the guy's name?
Seger, bro.
Seger. I have no idea.
I didn't know he was in town until Rick just said that. Yeah. And I'm excited. Yeah. I'm actually pissed I'm not going.
Yeah, I had no idea who he was. But then they started, you know, naming some of the songs. I'm like, okay, I remember those songs.
Yeah.
It's classic rock
radio. In the culture, you know, Seeger's really big.
Right.
He's big in the culture.
A guy who I really believe listens to Bob Seger is a guy who I don't believe has been getting enough of the credit that he has earned over the debacle and the fire.
Oh, he listens to Bob Seger.
This week, and that's the one, Daniel Mullen. I don't normally listen to all the shows. I'm not going to – but JJ told me that probably the best 5 minutes of radio is between probably about 9:50.
Well, there was a great one today.
And I didn't catch that one. But I caught the one at about 11:50
this
morning.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
And that was good. I listened to that show, and I listened to people – I've been listening to guys talk about Daniel Mullen. And nobody's really saying the things that you don't even have to have the insight that I have. You don't have to know what I know to put the pieces together. 1 + 1 = 2, no matter what. It always equals that. But guys are going around saying because Dan Mullen flew out to California because in the kindness of his heart, he wanted to make sure that things were right with Chris Steele. You really think that? The same guys who still rip Jameis Winston for some of the things that he does. You believe Dan Mullen really went out there because he wanted to make right by this situation?
With his wife.
With his wife? No. He went out there because he royally messed up the church's money. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, no matter which way you put it. A kid told him that I need to get out of a room because my roommate raped somebody. And he legit, JJ, told the kid, hey, just wait till summer. And you wonder why he left? Like, no, instead of saying, like, man, that's a stand-up kid right there. Like, that kid did. And now there's some other things that we won't go into. But bottom line, what comes out to is he knew. He knew. And instead of even, I'm not even saying, because there's a court. You know, the things didn't go, you know, he didn't get arrested, but you have two kids that legit told you, we saw somebody do something. We saw it wasn't right, coach. And you could have suspended the kid. No, I'm legit mad
hating
because
on my coach. That's my coach, man.
My bad. It's not even. It's again. Dan Mullen's not a bad person, but like, let's not give him a cape. Tell the truth. Dan Mullen knew a guy possibly potentially raped a kid, raped a college student, and he put him on the spring practice field. He didn't even have to put him on that. He didn't have to say. And the only reason it even came out was because national media actually inquired about it. We crushed Jimbo for not suspending Jameis when he got suspended for the baseball team, but we crushed Jimbo for that stuff. But Dan Mullen gets a pass, and I'm not saying – like, Dan Mullen knew. He knows something happened. And instead of just saying, like, yo, go sit down, and until this situation plays itself out, we'll deal with it. And now you're starting to see the after effects. And, again, stuff may not happen, but it's just a really – it's all ironic. That once this happens, you see decommit after decommit. You start to see kids who may not qualify. You start to hear rumblings of, you know, even local kids who are signed to Florida that might want to get out. Like, no, hold him accountable to the same standard. Like, people
who's
get on me.
Who's decommitting?
Oh, well, this is a 2021. And the one kid that's a 2020 kid that's going to decommit, he decommitted from his high school. But the point is that it's a lot of things that were going in place, and he should have been applauded. But he made a mistake. Or let me rephrase that, because a mistake might be not saying it the right way. He didn't do what was right, and you can at least call it out. There's nothing wrong with saying, yo, Dan, you should have at least sat him and said, it just put out there, he's suspended indefinitely. And there would have been nothing wrong with that.
I don't know that he could put that out there. He could have just suspended.
No, I'm saying no. Not say that he.
Yeah,
he
I don't know that he. But, no, I don't even know that he could have said
he suspends him indefinitely.
Like he, that would have been a tricky situation. So this is what I was talking about last night that okay. I meant to tell you after. He should have sat him because
at least as minimum that.
Practices were closed to the media, all but one or two if you count the scrimmage. After this happened, I don't have the date in front of me, but mm-hmm. another date it happened. Practice was closed to the media after that. Nobody even would have known. And nobody even knows. Did he practice? I don't know. I can tell you this. There was a Saturday I was supposed to go to Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, but I was supposed to train Jalen. And I got a text the night before saying, "Nah, coach, I can't practice tomorrow." And he says something about an ankle.
Right.
I'm starting to question.
Yeah.
Starting to question if that was, you know.
But even with this, like, they could have just played it off with the ankle and then internally, if you want to protect
the kid. That's
where
I was going. You're right. And that's what they should have done. I don't know this for sure. I think once it goes to a Title IX thing, like, the coaches are very limited on what they can say.
Right.
But you're not. What I'm saying is,
forget guilt or innocence. I'm not saying that, like, again. There's a police record, a report. He did not get arrested. The girls didn't want to press charges at that time. They did the Title IX thing. But when one thing that teammates typically do, even if you don't like your teammate, you try to defend and protect your teammate. But when a kid opens his mouth and says, "Coach, this is what I saw."
Oh, he butchered that. No, there's
like,
no doubt.
Like,
yeah,
you
no,
should have,
no
you're the adult. You should have, and that's not what's been said. Listen, that's kind of makes me. Not irate, but it's like in this culture, like, why not? And I wasn't on radio when the Jameis thing happened.
Well, yeah, I just saw that. And by the way, and we're looking at the Duval 4 text line. By the way, 699 police were called. It was handled by police.
And the other thing, well, never mind, go ahead.
Well, a couple things that I've heard said, not necessarily on this radio, maybe it was on this radio show, I don't know, or this radio station. About, like, somebody said the other day, kind of defending Dan of, I'm sure he gets a ton of room transfer requests all the time. Yeah, he does. But very few of them come along with that nugget.
With that nugget. And, yeah.
Like, I mean, there's a difference in, yo,
my air
roommate
conditioning
snores.
Sucks,
yeah,
man.
Me and my roommate got in a fight. My roommate snores. Right. My roommate ate the last honey bun like JJ almost did to Matt. Like, those are, like, okay, dog, you got to just ride this out. Like, wait till I get some. But, like, when that comes up, it's a little bit different. And it's,
can,
like.
Can
it,
I ask a stupid question?
Yeah.
How certain are we that he knew exactly what happened? And I know that sounds stupid.
Yeah. No. I got you.
How certain are we, though, that this investigation made it to his desk at the time frame that we think it did?
Well, here's what I do know. You know what I told you right before the spring
game. Yep. Which was about a week and a half after it allegedly happened.
And I don't, right? Like, he so, might not have known right when it happened.
Right.
But
he knew by then.
But I knew when the spring game happened, so I know he knew.
And Jalen played one play, right?
Yeah, and that's the
like,
problem.
Why even
the
do
crazy
that?
Part is like he didn't even have to do it.
Yeah, why even play him?
It's just kind of like one of those things. It's like, dang, man. But again, suspend him. If he transfers and you want to do all the other stuff, just keep, like, again, make it at least look like, you know, with the Gator standard and all this other stuff. But my point with it all is people are like, he flew to ski. Oh, he's taking time out of his schedule to fly to California to talk about this. And I'm like, dude, like he didn't do that. He did that to talk. And like, I hope he said that I royally screwed this up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he did. You don't take your wife out there to go cuss at a kid. I mean, I've heard that his wife is very involved with the program. And if you saw the whole Felipe Franks embrace at the end of last season, like, it's cool. That's awesome. But you let's don't get it twisted. He flew to California to try to keep him there, period. Yeah. He may have had a guilty conscience, and he may have needed to get it off his chest. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Mm. But at the end of the day, he flew to California because that's something I want people to realize. Just because you enter the transfer portal does not mean that you have to go.
No, not at all. I just think that it's very difficult for him to come back with the – not with the media cut, because that's – again, at the end of the day, a lot of that stuff is just fodder. But like that –
you won't talk to him anyway.
The interview that he gave – or the information that he gave that was very pointed, that's just different to come out. And –
That Chris Steele gave?
Yeah, you like
has
the Chris
he given
Steele?
Information?
Well, when the two – or – okay, maybe he didn't. The 247 report,
right?
It's very talks about why he left, and this is why he left, and it gave the impression that Steele talked to a little bit. But
look, here's the thing: if Mullen goes out and he saves this, and Chris Steele comes back, then he's got a baller on his hands, and he's going to go out and make plays.
And Chris Steele is an amazing player.
And you know what? It's going to be one of those things where everybody's going to say Mullen made up for it, got it right, brought him back. And it's going to be a check mark for Chris Steele because he looks great in this. It's like, hey, I reported it.
He did everything.
Everything right. Yeah. And 699 says, is it normal for the head coach to deal with rooming assignments? No, it's not. And he says, or did it work its way up to him? We don't know that.
Yeah. How?
We have no idea.
For example, when I was not before I got there, Coach Steele, Coach Kevin Steele was mainly the disciplinarian and the things that got. But it got to Coach Bowden. But in this situation, when it's like this dire,
you have to think.
Like, you got to, like, okay, I don't normally do this, but I'm going to handle this.
If it didn't get to him, then he needs to fire whoever's handling room assignments.
And then but it just goes to a lot of the things. And again, this isn't like people obviously. That's the thing about social media that it is also getting on my nerves right now. Like I've been very complimentary of Mullen, right? Outside of some jokes here and there, I've consistently said I like what Mullen has done.
You want honesty on this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You have been. I can tell people that privately you are very, very fair to Florida. The problem is people can't see behind the jokes.
Right.
Right. And so they hear the jokes and the Miami jokes and all that kind of stuff. And so in their mind, no.
Because to be honest with you,
to answer your question directly, yeah, you've been fair.
This whole stuff could have been worse. I could have just dropped all this stuff when I really found it. And I did.
I'm starting to think that's the play, by the way.
To drop it all when I have it?
Well, yeah.
But the part of me is, like, I don't.
You don't want to report
they're
on
kids.
They're kids.
Like, they're still young men. And I didn't know the totality of everything that happened with Jalen. I knew more this week or the last couple weeks, but. It's not and you can look at two situations two different. Like, all Jalen does is play football, right?
Yeah.
Jalen doesn't play. If Jalen was playing baseball and the baseball coach, if they found out about this and the baseball coach let him keep playing, I'd be like, damn, why the baseball coach ain't just sit him? Like, somebody has to discipline. Somebody has to step up and say, all right, wait a minute. We got to work this. Let this thing really work itself out. I didn't even suggest kicking him off the team. I'm suggesting – You're going to probably redshirt anyway. Let's pull him back. Really get everything sorted out in-house. Because for this to kind of get through the cracks anyway, Florida's really hard to get information out of. I'm not even going to lie about that. But I just think Mullen, like, and it's not. I think if Mullen does get him to come back, that is a good sign on Mullen. I also think Mullen can continue. I'm not even suggesting firing Mullen or any of that stuff.
No,
I'm suggesting that hey, we got to like he got to be held a little bit to the fire. Like, I don't want to hear like this is Saint Mullen. He ain't Urban by any means. I'm not going that far. He ain't even Jimbo, because Jimbo, everybody likes to talk about Jameis. There's a lot worse things that happen at FSU than a guy getting accused and never in that state attorney, the guy who we have on frequently went after my teammate Travis Johnson with way less than what he had on what they assumed on Jameis. If that guy thinks he can get you, mm-hmm. that guy's coming after you. I've seen a lot of people almost lives ruined.
Darby's
car wreck and leaving the scene, like after he hit somebody, that should have been like that. I was critical about that on Twitter. I didn't have the voice that I have now.
It's my understanding that, and I've got this from really good sources, that the way that this was handled or is supposed to be handled on a level above football really handcuffs what football can do. But to your point, at the very least, Chris Dill should have been reassigned a room, and at the very least, Jalen Jones should have been taken off the practice field. You didn't have to make a public statement. You didn't have to do anything like that. I completely agree with you. At the very least, those two things should have happened, and they didn't. And I don't know why. It's not like it's Felipe. The kid wasn't getting that many reps anyway. I don't understand the reason why you didn't just say, you know what, you're done for the spring. You know that ankle that we're telling people? It's worse than we thought. I don't get why you wouldn't have done that, because he really wasn't getting that many reps. I saw the rep counts, handful of reps. That's about it. You want to get into this Telvin stuff?
Yeah, that, I guess when we get to the break.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we're going to tease that. Some Telvin Smith news right when we come back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got nothing to do.
Why are we playing this?
He's never heard of Bob Seger before.
Yeah, I didn't know who Bob Seger was, but this song is familiar.
Yeah.
Well, why does that matter now?
He's in town. That's where Baloo's headed, right?
Yeah.
He's got a concert tonight?
This weekend or tonight. He said he's on his way. Or maybe he's just hanging out with Bob Seger. I don't know. That'd be way cooler if Rick and Bob were just
chilling,
old pals. Man, that'd be sick. Yeah, I used to be a guitar tech for Bob. I wouldn't be surprised by that, actually.
I probably couldn't name very many
Seeger songs. Seeger songs. Night Moves, Hollywood Nights. There's Main Street. Like when you hear them, you know them. I was telling James earlier, you can't listen to a classic rock station for an hour without hearing at least two.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
That would require me to listen to a classic rock station.
Only 99 or only 92.5 all day?
Sure.
Yes.
Did you already tell people to go to ThinMD for Mother's Day?
Yes.
You already told them?
We can say it again.
Go to ThinMD. Well, it's kind of late now. You can go by there in the morning. Are they open in the morning? They're open on Saturday?
Yeah, noon, I think.
You can go by there tomorrow morning, but you need to go by there early. If you haven't dealt with Mother's Day on some level, at least thought of what you're getting, you're kind of screwed anyway. You need to get by there right away. Holy cow. After we get off Telvin, I got our next subject. Telvin Smith.
Yes.
So you and I had this conversation earlier. You have a source? Is that what we call it?
Yes. Yeah. What happens is you'd be amazed at what happens when you, like, you know, just connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
It all came about where, you know, again, it's the same. It's similar to what I was just talking about. And again, just to clarify, it's not I have nothing against Steele. Nothing against Steele. Like, don't even care about it. My whole thing was Mullen. I just believe Mullen could have handled it.
Did somebody
say
you had something against Steele?
Yeah, on Twitter, a guy on. You know, he's obviously well-informed. I want to give him his props. J-Rock at Port 0924, go give him a follow. It's not about Steele per se. And his thing was like, well, there's Steele didn't just want to leave the room because of that. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. If that's his excuse, it's still, and that's what he's going with, it's still valid. But, you know, and so moving on from that to just looking at how people get mad about the Jaguar coverage in general. Have you ever noticed that? Like through our text line and through other stuff.
They get mad either way.
Yeah, they're like, well, we're people too soft, people too hard. Blah,
too
blah,
hard
blah.
On them, yeah.
You know, it's never a good thing. And I was just.
I've never seen a text that's like, you guys got it just right today.
Yeah,
perfect.
I know, right?
That would be great. Wouldn't it like so? Hit me with the affirm me. Like, make me feel good. But I just asked the question, like, what would you like? Like, I asked somebody, like, what would you like to see? Like, what are they, what is not being said? Because, like, they're like, you guys missed it. You guys missed it. You don't understand. How do we know more about Telvin's situation than you do? And just go back to, like, how people talk about Blake drinking beers and the alleged Blake babies. And I don't know any of that stuff, and I don't really care.
Care to know.
So I asked, like, yo, what's going on? And then I woke up.
You got woke?
I got woke. And you know how you
did I use that right?
So I don't know. I think close enough.
Okay.
You know, I think you're just woke.
Yeah. How?
You can't get woke?
You just are woke, yeah.
Okay.
Like, remember how when we first got some of the Florida information, like the credit card scandal?
Right.
And I was like, man, I don't know if that's how true that is, man. I don't know.
Right.
And then you go ask questions, then you find out it's true.
Right.
And then, so I had somebody, you know, dig in. Actually, like I said, Chad Scott helped me with the research and looked at some of the stuff and said that some of the things checked out. So, you know, some of it's highly rumored. Some of it's actually factual. But I believe when you take everything in its totality and you put it in an equation, it backs up what we said. There's something up. There's something wrong with Telvin. Like, not just Telvin's trying to screw the organization, not just Telvin's trying to do this. Like, that man needs some help.
Okay.
It goes down to the first, like, why he didn't report. The rumor is, and from what I got, and again, rumor, is that—
This isn't coming from the Jags.
Yeah, this isn't coming from the Jags. Is that when you show up to OT, once you show up, you are subjected to random drug tests throughout the rest of that year. You understand? I mean, that makes sense? So, like, if you come to OTAs, once you're in there, you might not get drug tests the first day, but you may get drug tests 2 weeks after. You may get drug tests any other random time. But so the rumor is that he was asked to show up, and on that first day, they expected him to be there. But they were expecting him to come in like whenever he reported, and they waited about an hour or some time or some allotted amount of time. Then that person called him and said, and Helva said, "I'm not coming back," and hung up. So that's a clear thing where you're trying to hide something with that.
A while back.
Yeah, a while back. Right before OTA started.
So the guy was there to test Telvin.
Yes.
They wait an hour.
Yep.
They call Telvin, finally get a hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
And Telvin says, "I'm not coming. I'm not coming back."
Right.
And then the story that we've heard is nobody's heard from him since.
Yes.
Not his agent.
Not even his agent.
And not the Jags.
Right. Now, moving forward. There's a, and again, nothing.
Actually, that was
huge,
before this.
The
citation.
What I'm about to do. So, but even before this, there's a traffic citation. And the traffic citation is him driving with, hold on. There's the traffic citation is him driving without a license plate.
Without a license plate?
Without a license plate.
What? Dang.
Yeah. Driving without a license plate, and then you know he has a failure to appear, but he's since paid. And then what really made me, I'm like, all right, whatever, this could just be BS. It looked authentic, but then when you go to the Lyons County court record, you can see it. Now, luckily, unlike the other guy, he paid his ticket, he paid his fine, and all that other stuff got it taken care of. Then you look at his agent isn't really getting in contact, and his agent is filing the paperwork to not be. Not to represent them. That's what, you know, those are the things that are being said. Then you look at the video, then you look at this. And again, when you start looking at all this, is clearly somebody who's going through something. And what was brought up yesterday on the text line And then I had a conversation with another friend of mine today who dealt with the loss of somebody very close to them. And, like, this was 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And still, like, to this day, distraught mental. And I'm thinking, like, it's got to be – now, he could be on drugs. I mean, not drugs. Oh, God, this came out wrong. He could have avoided the test because he could have been self-medicating. But I really think that a lot of this has to do with him just not handling a lot of the adversity that he's had to deal with the last 2 years very well. And that's the only thing that can and people say, what can bring you to turn down almost $10 million, right? And when there's a lot of people, and this is taking it to the extreme, but what could bring you to take your life? Like, it takes a lot of, like, if you're at that edge, like, something has to push you over the edge to do something that's crazy. And I'm just like, this is just all things to say that he needs to get some kind of mental, or there's something else that there's even more that we need to go dig into. Well, not necessarily dig into. There's more that needs to come up that's bigger than just Telvin's a turd and Telvin doesn't want to do what's best for the franchise.
Okay, but let's be honest. On the surface, that's what it looks like. On the surface, it's a guy who allegedly said, I ain't taking your drug test and I ain't coming back. And it's a guy who didn't call his agent back and didn't call the Jags back. All turd moves. Like, so if you're listening and you're going, oh, man, what a turd. I got you. I understand that. And you have every right to say that because those are all, in our mind, how hard is it to call the Jags?
Not hard.
How hard is it to call your agent back? It's not hard. Right? The thing about, and I didn't know this, man. I really, until fairly recently, never knew that I knew anybody that was struggling with some mental health issues. And
you said you never, or you
never knew that I knew. You know what I mean? Like, it just kind of, that's kind of the whole point of the mental health thing is it doesn't make any sense. Somebody becomes something they're not. Like, almost unrecognizable, right? And the whole point of it is, if there's something going on with JJ, sorry, JJ.
Yeah.
But if there's something going on with JJ, JJ is going to do a bunch of stuff that you and I leave the room and go, that don't even make any sense.
Right.
Like, that's irrational. That's the point. Like, and hopefully... And again, having this, everybody has, I think most people have experienced it now. It's almost like cancer. Like, most people have experienced some mental health issue, whether it's depression, whether it's whatever, on some level. Hopefully that person seeks out help and it gets better.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I can do. I just don't, like I said, it doesn't, at the end of the day, it doesn't change.
Still sucks for the Jags.
But it still sucks with Jags, but it also gives the Jags some opportunities to make some moves. If they can get if they can get that cap.
I'll maintain what I said last night. They're better off without him on the field.
And if he had all these but let's say he did just suck it up, Buttercup. What if
last year would happen?
Yeah, last year happens again and he's a liability.
Yeah, and you're paying, I mean, this is gonna sound harsh right now, but he was legitimately – he played at a level of $1 million a year guy last year. And so if he comes back, sucks it up, you're paying 12 or whatever, $1 million.
I'll give him two because he had, 135 tackles?
Man, that is the most –
I'm going to give him $2 million. That stat, we use with Paz all the time. Paz had a lot of tackles and a lot of
– We didn't?
No, you're right. We didn't. I'm just saying what other people use. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing's weird. And more of this will come out – I'll tell you this, and y'all can get mad at me if you want and say we're not real media, and that's fine.
Kind of true.
If there's something legitimately wrong with Telvin other than he's just being a turd, I hope we never hear. I hope we never hear that. If he's got some mental issues, I hope they keep that in-house. I hope none of us ever hear. Now, if he was going to fail a drug test, I want to hear that.
Yeah, if he chooses to bring that up, I think it could be. I think the one thing that with all of this, I like the one thing that men, and in particular black men, right, we don't go to doctors for nothing. Like, not one, like a shrink, real doctor, or anything. Like, and I don't want to just not make it, because it can help anybody. But remember when I went to the hospital and I found out I had diabetes? Mm-hmm. You know the only reason I went to the doctor? Because I saw a coach here in the area called Michael Holloway, coach for Terry Parker. I seen Mike in a gown, in a hospital gown on Facebook, and the first thing I said, hey, man, what's wrong with you? He said, dog, what were your symptoms, bro? And he started reading me the symptoms.
Pops told you?
Yeah, and then I said, hell no. Let me go to a doctor right now. Because I was sitting there, I was too proud to figure out that to go to the doctor because I can handle it myself. And, like, sometimes if it is something, I kind of do want to know, because that could be something that could help save somebody else's life. Doesn't mean that I don't care it's an NFL. NFL stands for not for long. Like, it's a privilege, right? You know what we always say? Mm-hmm. Privilege to rock the shield. Self-inflicted or not self-inflicted, you can't take a year off and then expect things to go right back to where they were. So, but again, like, he's just making some very erratic, irrational behaviors. And my thing isn't to break news. It's just to give more perspective on, yo, he's got a pattern of behavior that looks like he needs some help.
I don't think it does that. I don't think it, because the people who called us last night and texted us last night and said, I don't give a crap about Telvin, I just care about the team, they're going to look at this and go, well, he just didn't want to take a drug test. He's on weed. He's on whatever. The people who didn't are going to look at this and with the same eyes that you look at it and go, man, this dude's got some serious problems. Like, yeah. I don't, you know what I mean?
The crazy thing is, it could be both. Exactly. Both are right.
Yeah, drugs are serious as hell. I mean, if that is a problem, that's just as bad as mental health issues, you know?
Yeah, but it's a different.
I'm not talking about weed. I'm talking about if he's doing coke or whatever.
No, if it's even weed, like, that pisses me off. No, that pisses me off that the dude no-showed just because it was drugs.
Yeah, that seems petty on his part.
Right, if there's mental health issues, then that's a whole different thing. And this mental health, like, this is still fairly new in America. Like, this is still one of those things where people don't really get it. And I will raise my hand and be the first one to tell you that 5 years ago when somebody said mental health, I was like, that dude is a wuss. He is wrong, and he's looking for an excuse. I was wrong 5 years ago. I've seen it firsthand. And I don't know why. Like, everybody goes, well, there wasn't mental health in my days.
Yeah, actually, I mean, it was. People just didn't go see. They wouldn't go.
I don't know why it's more prevalent now than it's been in the past, but
social media.
People are more aware.
More aware.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people don't want to be screwed up. People don't want to go and drink themselves into a stupor or go hit people that they love or take things out on the people that they love.
Suicide rate in men is, like, ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
So high. Takes so many people.
Yep.
People self-medicate.
Yeah, and I agree, 521. Drugs and mental health are very different. Completely agree. That's exactly, you just said it better than I could. Drugs and mental health, in my mind, if in this situation, two completely different
things. Yeah, if it's just I didn't want to fail a drug test. Terrible. Put it out there. But I'm just saying, from all the information that was sent to me, when you look at the totality, that don't look like just drugs.
Well, it didn't take a scholar to see that there was something wrong with homeboy when he released that video a couple nights ago. Yeah, I mean, that took all of 3 seconds to go, Telvin's eccentric, but even that's a lot for him.
And he's an emotional dude. So, like, I don't know, like he's but even the one that the video we make fun of, which is a great soundbite. You know, I find it's funny to me. I find it funny. Mm-hmm. Like those things. Like, now I'm starting to be like, wait a minute, maybe I shouldn't be, like, retweeting that stuff. Maybe I can pick on Mad Dads because that's his voice. That's what he does. But I don't know if I need to be talking about this.
Nah, man. Nah, you're good. I mean, once you put sound bites out there, they're out there.
Yeah, that was just talking smack about the Chiefs.
God, how that are came they back so to bite
them. Yeah, they got whooped.
Yeah, I'm watching this. Like, I want a seriously, curl On one TV right now, I've got Golden State and Houston. Right next to it, I've got curling. My eyes have been on the curling more than it's been on Golden State, Houston.
I want to curl now.
Curling is one of the cooler Winter Olympic sports.
There's a
I have questions.
This is so random. There's a Netflix special like about losers.
I love it.
And they have one about the curling, like, and how intense. I mean,
haven't seen that.
The stare downs, because they went and drank after this, but
it's a drinking game.
There was the Tiger Woods of curling. Like, these guys worked out. They did everything while everybody else was drinking.
These dudes I'm looking at ain't working out.
No, they're not. No. But I want to be the guy who, is it called bowl? The bowl? Or what? Like, the guy who, like, sits there and then, like.
Not the sweeper, but the guy who is on his knees and, like, shoots it.
Yeah, just because he's there. They hold it. There's a guy.
You know that guy?
He's so intense.
I assume they all switch. Like, the guy who does that also sweeps.
You're not that flexible.
I want to try.
Honestly, I've never seen a black guy at any one of these.
That's why my son is not going to probably play football.
He could be the best curler of all time.
No, I'm looking for sports to put him in to dominate.
That's
to piss people
curling.
Off. I'm going to try to, again, I'll get him the
billiards.
Counseling. I'll get him the counseling he needs.
Darts.
To, like, be able to, like, handle some of the epitaphs that's going to be thrown
at him.
You
said darts?
Yeah.
But, like, we're
cornhole.
Bowl.
Oh,
yeah,
dude. White people own cornhole, bro.
But you've seen, there's actual, like, serious.
It's on ESPN. Comedy.
I know. You ever seen a black guy playing it?
No. I didn't know what cornhole was until I got to Jacksonville.
Oh, my God. It's a way of life, bro. You never been to a tailgate, man?
I played sports, man.
Actually,
so this is the real sport that
like,
is.
I mean, if I would have, real talk, about, I say that, like, if I would have went to a tailgate in high school, I might not have been serious about
trying
to play,
because
it's so much more fun than the game.
I have never played beer pong.
Whoa!
I played beer pong in college.
Yeah, what about flip cup?
Nope.
That's a great one. That's underrated.
I mean, I've played cornhole. That's about it. I'm more of the just, let me just sit here and chill. I'm not good at peopling at all.
What about, like, when you go to the bar, you don't play pool?
I don't go to the bar.
Well, like, when you went to the bar?
I really have never gone to a bar. Like, I mean,
damn, dude.
On a regular basis.
You
like,
make
if
your
I,
life sounds so bland. I know it can't be like that.
No, I seriously, the last time I went to a bar to hang out. No.
Damn.
Bro, I've been married since I was 20.
I'm talking about like 20,
21.
So you act like when marriage happens, your life ends. Like, no more friends.
No.
Not even like, you know, once a month.
No, not at all. Not at all. I just don't.
You hate people. I respect that.
I do. I just want to sit at home and watch my own dang TV. Why do I want to go to a bar where there's a bunch of people being loud and acting a fool and drunk people? Fun is that?
Not all bars are like that, bro.
The one that he's talking about, I guarantee you, is like that. If there's pool tables.
There are pool tables and Cheers, and everybody knew your name.
You know what I mean? Movies I've seen where pool tables in a bar don't end well.
That's only when the new person comes in and they have to hit people upside the head.
Well, I'd be that new person. I've never been there. We really getting calls on cornhole now?
Is it Mark?
No. Okay. Should I take these now? We need to break. All right. Let's see what's going. Sam, what's up?
Hey, you know how many people, and don't, you better listen to my voice.
This isn't Sam.
It's the other Sam.
We don't take calls from people with fake names. Tom?
It's not that. It's the cornhole.
Hey, why do y'all do this?
Listen to the gambling concept of the cornhole. There's a place over here in Manchin. Over on the other side of the bridge. There's a whole deal where we go across the Buckman and gamble on it.
Why?
It's like a secret society.
No, it's not that. It's all the redneck guys who play horseshoes, and now all the new guys play cornhole.
Yeah, horseshoes is a little older.
So how
school.
Much? Okay, explain something to me. How much does one gamble?
What's the win? Okay, like I put the from the fishing show, my buddy Daryl and the other brother.
Well, don't throw out names.
No,
on us.
Shush. Here we go. The wing house over there in Orange Park. We'll go over there, and two of us. You basically went $500 on a Thursday night.
Woo!
Cash on the barrel head.
That's badass.
isn't it? I mean, that's legit, and all you got to do is be like 20 foot away and take a stupid beanbag and throw it in the hole, like soft pitch toss.
But how much? How much does the average person lose if somebody's winning 500?
Well, it's you have 25 teams of two people, and everyone has $20. You know, like
bad.
How the money washes out. But most people are hacks. If you're good, all the old school guys that played soft pitch softball and horseshoes are cornhole experts. Sorry. It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen.
So why did you call with a name other than your own?
Well, just because I felt like it.
Jeez, oh, Tom, I can't deal with that anymore, JJ.
So
I love
you know
Tommy.
Who that is?
Yes,
I don't
that's
know
our
who
boy
that
Tom,
is.
Big Tommy.
Okay,
I love Tommy, but this like we can't have people calling with fake names that we know.
I didn't know that. That's
now I'm not
bad.
Talking. That's not on you. You don't know Tommy.
It's a good call.
Matt, what's up?
Hey, if you want your kid to go to college for free, teach him how to golf.
Yes.
30% of all men's NCAA D1 golf scholarships go unfilled, and 75% of all girls' D1 scholarships go unfilled.
Is that true?
You ain't even got to be good. You just got to get it the cup every once in a while.
I didn't think that they gave full rides for golf.
Oh, absolutely. That's where how Tiger went to Stanford.
Well, I know Tiger, but your kid ain't going to be Tiger.
No.
John Daly went to Arkansas, bro.
Yes, he did, and he couldn't even read.
Still can't.
He could smoke, though.
Hell yeah.
All right, Matt.
He said he couldn't read.
He couldn't even read.
I ain't even mad at that.
Hey, I got to, speaking of these games, I've got a kickball story that's unfreaking real. That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
I don't think we can play this music, JJ.
He's canceled.
I thought he was canceled.
Where is he?
Oh, this is Robert.
Robert.
Kelly.
There's no, okay. This like is this just song. The instrumental, so like it's like, it's not even really him, because he doesn't own the rights to his music anyways. So.
JJ, as a history major, if it's a lot of really messed
yeah,
up.
We can't just.
I really like his music. His music is really
we
good.
We can't cancel everyone in history,
it's
guys.
It's really bad what he did, though. Terrible. Like,
I don't condone it. I love Red Carpet. It's a great song.
That's the name of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
Favorite R. Kelly song, go.
He's like, you know how some artists, like he went from, he's
I'm in
like,
love with a stripper.
Not R.
That's
Kelly.
That's T-Pain. Oh, that's Fahim. Tallahassee's hero. Oh. Some, like, they what had, like, there's
hero.
A genre, like, a certain period of time where you can hear a song from R. Kelly. And, okay, I know that's.
I Believe I Can Fly.
Oh, that's
that's
classic.
Awesome.
Is that R. Kelly?
Yeah, hell yeah.
We can't get, there's Space Jams. We can't just throw, you throw that away, you got to throw away Space Jam.
Now, what I'm saying, that you asked me for a favorite one, there it is.
Remix.
Ignition, the remix.
Ignition remix. Like,
oh, yeah.
But, like, he got into this thing where he started making family reunion music, like music that's timeless, that all people will play at cookouts. And, like,
still play it.
Like,
and it's all the same.
That.
All the beats are just like that. It's like 20 different songs, but they all have that same little melody thing.
Well, I'll tell you somebody who else has got a little bit of an issue. This is going to come to us by way of Kentucky, WKYT.
That's that. They made a movie about that. Cincinnati?
That's WKRP.
Oh, and it was a TV show.
Yeah. An Anderson County middle school teacher was charged with disorderly conduct after investigators say she threatened to cut off a student's genitals.
Ooh, wow. That's a bit harsh.
All as a result of a kickball game. They were playing kickball, and she told the dude, I will cut your blank off and stuff it down your throat.
Dang!
This was a seventh grader.
These teachers are a bit... We want to arm these people?
Yeah, imagine what she'd do. You don't have to cut it off. She could shoot it off.
It's barely there in seventh grade.
You guys.
I wonder what happened on the field that caused this, though.
All I want to know is what do you do to make her that mad?
I'll tell you. Hold on. I saw that a second ago. Hold, please.
JJ,
the lady's name who snipped to her husband when she caught him cheating?
Lorena Bobbitt?
Yeah, threw it out the window. He later reattached it, worked in adult film.
Well, just here you go. Google
I don't want to Google people.
Yeah. No, you got to get the picture. All right, get a picture in your head of what you think this woman looks like.
Her hair is probably weird.
I bet she's really What's young. The name of it? To say something like that, she's probably young.
What do I Google? I'm going to cut off your
Crystal, genitals. C-H-R-Y.
Dude, what was I saying about Crystal the other night?
Yes, you're right. C-H-R-Y-S-T-A-L. Graham.
She's, as soon as you type in that, she's a, that sounds like a, oh.
She looks like a librarian.
Oh, I'm a fan.
What they showed.
What?
I'm looking at some that...
She doesn't look like a librarian right here.
Dude, do you know how many Crystal Grahams there are?
Maybe there's got to be another Crystal. Because that Crystal, she does look crazy, but she looks kind of sane. That chick right here?
Yes.
She looks like Amy Schumer.
Oh, not a fan.
Not a fan either.
That's fair.
Not a fan of Amy Schumer either.
She looks like she's wearing like a robe. Into court.
Interesting move.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if that works. Nah, she probably
So bought. She got charged with what?
Life?
Disorderly conduct.
That's it?
It's only a misdemeanor.
Well, I mean, what do you want her to get charged with? She just...
Yeah, I want her to be fired. I don't really care.
I'm
if
sure
she
was fired.
Sexual assault?
I'm sure she was fired.
I would hope. It's hard to fire teachers, bro.
There's some things that have happened here in Duval County that popped up and you see and they like reassigned.
Yeah, they get suspended with pay. It's like, dude.
Now, if this was a guy who said that, gone.
He'd be in jail.
Here, out of here.
And it wouldn't be a misdemeanor. Oh, here it is. Anderson County middle school teacher.
Middle school?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's... Seventh I take grade. That back about what I said about her.
She's 36. She's old enough to know better.
Wow. Yeah, she ain't young.
Can you imagine? I mean, I don't know if she's married, but can you imagine if, like, my wife's a teacher, and I'm just picturing, like, my wife comes home, hey, babe, I got fired. What?
I told Jimmy I would.
Yeah, and she told me she said that, I'd just be like, huh?
Would you, like, drive her over to the kid's house and make her apologize?
I'm not going to do the damn all in, no.
The damn kid just got up under my skin, didn't he? I just couldn't take it anymore.
So I told him I was going to
string him up.
And put right it down his throat is, like, his, really too much.
Like, that's a...
They do that in, like, Mexico. Like, drug cartels do that to intimidate, like, whole villages.
Right. She was watching a gangster movie the night before.
That's, like, that seventh grader had been going at her all year, and then this was just the final straw.
Oh, he's been making fun of everything she wears, her robes.
She's told the principal that she needs him reassigned, and he didn't, and she just finally snapped.
That's what happens.
Speaking of schools, did you hear about this dang school in Cincinnati? No longer naming the valedictorian to reduce competitive nature.
What?
This, of course, this was going to happen.
You know what? That's adults. I'm tired of people blaming kids. Like, adults, you got to stop, man. And I'm starting this Saturday with my my 9-9 team.
Y'all we playing this weekend?
Championship game, baby.
You're just going to beat the brakes off the other team?
If we can do it.
I like that.
By any means necessary.
You're helping out that whole era of children.
It's not my job to stop my kids from scoring. We get paid the same amount of money to coach. Nothing. You boost their self-esteem by making our guys stop. And if we lose, then I'll be over there and tell them to suck it up. Losing's a part of life. My alma mater got beat 41-14. You see me crying?
So have you ever had some, like, I don't know, not back and forth, but, you know, bad body language from other coaches while you're just rolling it up?
Yes.
Nice.
Not with the coaches, but it was two games ago. And it wasn't the coach, it was the dad. And I was by myself coaching. And, like, our two guys, like, their kid throws the ball, which is still, like, cheating in our league. But their kid throws it to nobody, and our two guys just are ball hawks. It was, Jag and Bodie. They go right into each other, and they run into each other, and, like, they hit each other. And you know what the dad from the other sideline says? You got to give him a chance to catch the ball, coach. That's pass interference, ref. I'm like, dude, that's Blue teams.
When your two teammates hit each other.
Two blues ran into each other. There was no red in sight.
I've never seen that call.
No red in sight. They're not going to call. But you still got to give them a chance to catch it. Bro, that was my two. Man, it's passing the field. I was like, dude, I almost said, like, listen. Damn it, do you want to square up about it then? Let's say something about it. But he calmed down. And I was like, man, I hope when we go through this handshake line, that dad stays on that side. Because it got contentious. Because we definitely beat him by four touchdowns.
So when I was at University Christian playing back in the early 90s, mid-90s.
With leather helmets.
We did not have leather helmets. We had helmets that weighed about 1,000 pounds that we were taught to go full speed with our head down into people with. We did beat a team 96-6.
That's awesome.
And it gets worse, JJ. Like, I was out of the game, like, midway through the second quarter. So my backup, who never got to play, was in. And so the team we're playing, we're up 89-6. They go press coverage. And I hear the dude, check, check, check. And I'm going, uh-uh. No, he's not. Yes, he did. Joker threw an 80-yard bomb. Their coach was in a wheelchair. And in the middle of the game comes rolling out there, cussing out our coach.
No, another good coach, Christian school.
Why is that not a video?
Christian school.
It was. It was on the news.
Oh, no. I was just about to say when you said they got beat 96-3, those are the teams that they always bring on Good Morning America next week. And I'm this should have happened. You guys suck.
This should have happened, too. This should have been a Good Morning America. Because this guy has, like the entire team went D1. One guy is in the majors right now with the Red Sox. My good friend Gil Morales, when he was at the Eaglesview Academy. They had a squad.
Mm-hmm.
Squad.
No, it was ridiculous.
But they played in a terrible district.
I was about to say, aren't the teams they play, like, they got 9 kids?
Yeah, but so what happened was, to help them, and so they didn't have to play them, we only play each other once. Y'all can schedule whoever you want. Only let me play your team once because we have to do this district thing. They voted to play everybody play twice. And he legit said, are you sure as responsible adults you want to do this to your children? And they said, yeah. So they beat this team 33-0 on a Tuesday. 55-0 on a Thursday.
2 days later.
Like 2 days later.
In baseball.
In mercy rule, because you gotta get to five.
Yeah.
Like
gotta get 5 innings.
Now, to their defense, there was a kid who could barely see.
How long were those games?
And they put him in outfield, and their kids just started hitting it right to where the kid who can't see is at.
On purpose.
And then they weren't hustling, so one of the coaches said, "They're not hustling. Like they're getting beat 55."
Man,
I might just walk off the field.
No, there was nothing they could do. But
now, in his defense,
he told them in the coaches' meeting, like he warned them, don't do this to your children.
Well, here's the ironic thing about my story is there literally was nothing that we could do except for kneeling the ball, which is probably more insulting.
It's worse.
Yeah,
it's
right. Worse. And the coach at the time was a guy named John Street, who's one of my favorite dudes of all time. Like, fascinating guy, amazing guy. But he had, like, this good heart. Like, 2 years earlier, a year earlier, one of our big rivals had played Florida School of Deaf and Blind and run the score up.
Oh, yeah. You got to make them pay.
And so we roll into town. Small town. I'm not going to give the name. Small town. This dude, my coach, invited the Florida – this is how cocky he was. They were number one in the state. We were number two. He invited Florida Deaf and Blind's coach to do the coin toss for us. Walks out there, does a coin toss, and he's been telling us all week, look, we're going to beat the hell out of them, and I ain't taking y'all out of the game. I look over, James. Dude's throwing raw meat at us when we're coming off the sideline. He's got a cooler throwing raw meat at us, talking about go be dogs.
What?
Go be dogs. We beat the brakes off of them.
Go be dogs.
It was like 50-something to nothing.
I love it.
Oh, you would love this guy.
That does nothing but warm my cold heart. I am a firm, like, I guess there were Josh Allen interviews today.
Yeah, they're very short. But yeah, there was some.
You know, just talk about, I guess he was bullied, and, you know, it was very good, kind-hearted story. I was never bullied. Like, we played dozens when I grew up. You had to learn how to crack jokes back, or you're going to cry. and you had to fight. We bullied, me and my friends bullied bullies. We loved that. So when I got a chance to play football, and they told me I can impose my will on people, I loved it. We didn't win as much as I would have liked to win in high school because my high school was trash. But when we won, we did it. We did the damn thing.
Who's the badass that bullied Josh Allen in school?
Dude, Herschel Walker was bullied.
Damn.
Like, relentlessly.
His story just...
They probably got made fun of one time.
I believe he did the sprints, and I believe he did the push-ups and stuff, and the coach didn't give him the number, so he just did it until he passed out. But I believe it was like one kid... He was in fifth grade. That kid was in.
You didn't see the SEC story on him?
Yeah, I've seen all the stories. I mean, I just.
It's hard to believe some people were bullied as.
It's hard to believe that because he's psycho. Like, I've seen it. His twitch, but he's always had this CTE twitch, even when he was in college.
I only ran the score up one time as a coach, and I ran it up bad, and it ended up costing me. Like, I ran it up really bad, but I had a very good reason.
And then they turned you in.
Yep.
Damn.
We had to have a police escort out of the place. That's how bad it got. Good times, man. Good times. 8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
8 o'clock, brought to you by Loose Air Quality. Go to looseairquality.com. If you listen to our show, you already know what they do. They should already be on the tip of your tongue. And now what you need to do is you need to put their phone number in your phone because you're going to have air quality issues at some point in your life, and you don't know anyone who does environmental testing. So we're telling you. So just put Loose Air Quality, that's L-U-C-E Air Quality, in your phone, and here's the phone number, 904-803-1014. That's 904-803-1014. They do environmental testing for your home or your business. They can tell you exactly what's going on with your air. People getting sick, bloody noses, like constantly congested, headaches, stuff like that, you probably have bad air quality. We're worried that Telvin had it.
It does cause depression, right?
It does, yeah. Yeah, it does. You need to get out to Loose Air Quality. 8 o'clock.
Before I get in, what I'm angry, like, how did this sport come about?
Curling? I actually was wondering that earlier.
I know how lacrosse came about.
I told you, it's like a Canadian drinking game. It's like when we go to the bar and play pool or darts, they play curling.
But like, who came up and said, we're going to throw weights with brooms and sweep? Anyways.
It's like shuffleboard, just a little bit.
I guess. Before you get to your 8 o'clock, can I tell you my not 8 o'clock?
Sure.
Drake.
Drake doing the Lord's work.
What happened with them?
You ain't seen his picture with Dabo?
That's not what I'm talking about. You ain't seen Drake's plane?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice. G5, G6?
No.
Bigger?
Yes. A 757 or something like that.
What does he need a 757
no,
for?
No, safe. Go Google this stuff right now.
I'm saying, what do you need a 757 for? But if I had money,
yeah, why not?
Why don't I have a 757?
It is insane.
Drake's plane. Oh.
Are you sure it's not someone else's plane?
No,
his lyrics?
It's a $100 million private jet.
No. Drake. It's being built. Like, he took people on a tour.
Oh, okay.
Of it being built.
Under construction.
It's... Yeah. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Good for you, Drake.
He's been in this for 2 years.
I can't wait. Game 7, he'll be there in person.
At Toronto?
God. I want them to win just because I picked them in that series.
Do you think he ever...
I would love to see him lose with him there.
You think he ever thinks about that and says, you know what, I'm pulling for Toronto, so I'm going to wear the other team's
it's
jersey?
It's crazy because sports fans are so, what's the word?
Superstitious.
That, like, you think he would be. Like, if I'm sitting on one side of the couch and my team's getting trounced and I decide to sit on the other side and they score a touchdown, I'm going to stay on that side. And you would think he's like that because he's a massive sports fan and that he would show a little bit of respect for his teams.
But, I don't know if he's – I just think he likes the fact that he has access to courtside seats.
Yeah, he might be just a hangers on. Like, but I think this is the only team he legitimately likes. The rest of them, he's kind of just like a front runner.
True.
I have to apologize to him. I was wrong. It's not a 750. It's a 767.
Don't you dare this.
And he says, there's no rental here. There's no timeshare. There's no co-owners. It's all mine. Estimate between 75 and 100 mil.
I thought it would be more.
You know how much it's going to cost every time he flies it? I guess.
And to pay for like multiple pilots, and he's not making his own drinks on the plane.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I guess if you have to ask that, you probably can't afford the plane.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, good for Drake, though.
Living his best life.
Yeah. We'll see if that plane's for sale in a couple years.
I also heard that, you know how that Pusha T song came out a couple years ago and was like, oh, he had a baby mama or whatever. Yes.
He's made him a better dad.
He moved her to, like, America, got her a job. And yeah,
good for him.
Pusha T shamed him into being a great
father.
Sometimes
that's what it takes, though. Like, that's good for Drake. You know, and he said he was going to do all this stuff, but he wasn't. It took Pusha T to make him do the right thing, and I'm not mad at that.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Do you know how much it costs to fill that plane up?
With gas?
Yes.
$100K?
More than $77,000.
Okay, I wasn't far off.
How do you do that? How do you give them a card? Like, how do you?
They probably bill it. He probably has a like the crew is the one who fills. Just like Shah Khan doesn't go and fill up his. Well,
I get that, but like, where do they bill that to? They bill it to a card.
He probably has a company contracted out of pilots to fly him when he has to go around, and their job is to maintain the plane, and they just give him the bill, and he pays it like he pays everything else. But I doubt he puts it on his black card.
Man, oh man.
He probably just writes a check.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Good for Drake.
Would you rather have a crazy yacht or a plane?
No, plane.
Easy, right?
Plane, no doubt. No doubt.
Yacht,
man.
I'm sure Shad has that thing strapped, but there are pirates still.
And you can't just, like, it takes a long-ass time to get somewhere.
Yeah.
You can't be like, dang, I'm in LA. I want to go watch the Raptors playoff
even
game
though
today. Let me
at
take
night,
my boat.
When you go, like, Shad's boat is big enough to where it could, like, go fast probably at night. Like, I'll go smoke my cigars on the top of a boat, like, on a cruise. And that thing is booking at
night. Yeah,
man.
It is, like, dude. You realize when you're on a cruise that, like, especially at night, if I fall off, they're already way past me before anybody notices.
I'm dead, man. Yeah. Like, that's I don't get too close to the edge.
Never. Never. I'm just scared of somebody, like, coming from behind.
I'm just looking at all the costs associated with this plane. This is crazy.
It's a lot.
It'll depress you.
A lot of chips.
I mean, if you have to have a last-minute emergency landing or you have to do, like, a go-around, it's an extra $4,000.
What's that?
It's worth it.
I mean, Drake's probably getting $100 a show.
That's it?
He's making more than that.
Yeah, if you think Drake's just making $100K per show, come on.
Drake making a lot more.
Probably add a zero to that.
Yeah. You think he made a mill a show?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is. I bet it's somewhere in the middle.
Let me research. How much?
Speaking of music stars at basketball games, Beyonce and Jay-Z are at this game right now. She has a terrible outfit on. It's like a snuggie, but for your arms and hands, and it, like, turns into gloves.
And there are people who are saying she is slaying it.
Oh, I guarantee. I guarantee. If I went on Twitter right now, I would have the minority opinion.
Cam Newton is losing his mind right now.
57,
I need 50, that.
57-57. The Beards versus the Beards and the Aishas are tied.
Yes. And Clay with 21 points. Steph, 0 points. Like, wow. This guy is just so unclutched.
This
dude
is interesting. Here's a list of how much it would cost to have these artists play. Like, what their rate is to play at your party.
Bob Seger.
He didn't make
damn it.
Damn it. Eminem's $500,000 to a million. Bruno Mars is $500,000 to a million.
So this is at your house, or is this, like, at your club?
Cardi B, you can get for $300.
What's the deal?
300 to 500, actually. Beyonce, 2 mil plus.
Makes sense.
Drake is right around a mil. Rihanna is 1 million plus. Kanye is 500 grand plus. Lil Wayne still gets 400 grand? Y'all didn't see him? What was that, the national championship game?
Or the Super Bowl or something. He was on promethazine.
You can get Fetty Wap for 60 G's.
I'm not sure I know who that is.
I want you to be mine again, baby.
Oh, yeah.
He has one eye. So
whoa.
You can give him.
Beyonce costs more than Jay-Z?
Jay-Z's a terrible. Well, not terrible. He's not a performer. It's great to see him in concert if you like his music. Beyonce puts on a performance.
Yeah, have you ever been to a rap show, Denny?
No.
It's a lot of, like, the music's playing, and then they'll say, like, every third word, maybe.
Nah, Jay-Z actually does. Well, Jay-Z does a really good job. He doesn't play the whole
song. I'm just
saying
in general, most rap
songs. It's like a half a song, and then it goes right into the next one.
This is the one you need to get. J. Cole, who I think is, like, one of the best rappers around right now.
It's about to tell a lie.
200 grand.
I know for a fact Mavericks didn't pay him 200 grand.
Well, when was he at Mavericks, though?
Last year.
Really?
I was backstage.
That wasn't last year.
Was it towards a year and a half ago? No, it was right when, actually.
Bro, that was maybe 3 years ago.
No, it wasn't 3 years ago. Was it 3 years ago I worked at his center?
I know we were in the other studio.
Yeah, but I remember I went to. No, it was when.
Is Maverick?
It was when
strip
the song
club?
Came out with the song that you like. Was it 1984 Flows?
No, 1985 was just last year.
That was the concert. 1985 was on. Like that was
really?
My friend Gordon's high school, like one of the guys he went to high school with, is Drake's manager. J. Cole's manager, and it was the most boring backstage I've ever been to. Actually, not the most. T-Pain's was actually really boring. That one was boring. It was but the coldest ice water I've ever had. It was amazing, the temperature. Jeez. It was amazing.
207 wants to know, hey, James, do you want to play flag football?
No.
What? No. What kind of random question is that?
You want to coach? You will win. I will coach your flag football.
I think he's literally asking if you want to play adult flag football.
I did that one time. And then I realized, I thought it was like 7-on-7 flag football.
Was it 4-on-4?
It was 7-7. No, it was 7-on-7.
Oh, did you go to the Beaches League?
We did an entire field.
Yeah, you were at Beaches League.
Bro, JJ, nobody had told me this. I'm sitting here. I'm out of shape. I walk out. I'm like, wait a minute. How many teams are playing on this field? It's just us. I got to go 100 yards? What? Can I just play one side? Now,
I'd be like, you know what? My knees acting up today.
I was a cold coverage. Cover two corner.
My tendonitis.
You had the flats
I
locked up?
I had the flats locked down, baby.
You didn't even press? You just like?
I didn't even like.
Let's sit right here.
When they said we had to go man, and I got a little shifty guy, I did put my hands on him, but then they're like, hey, you can't, James, you can't jam like that. I'm like, oh, my bad, dog.
I wasn't jamming. I was tackling.
I wasn't jamming. I was just trying to make sure he didn't get off the line. But nah. 40 yards, maybe. I'll consider it. But 100, I was like, man, that's a. My hamstrings were on fire, and these people go after it hard.
That's like I'm only a half court guy now.
You
full court games? Hell no.
I'll go 3-point line and in.
And the worst part of it is they find out who you are, and then like everybody's
tries
game
to
gets
smoke you.
Elevated because they want to like make you. They want to murk you. And I'm like, nah, man, we're not. You're not finna make me an example. Speaking of that, women do get a bad rap with some things. But, man, some guys have the most amazing girlfriends or wives. They are so supportive of them in, like, the semi-pro leagues and, like, the flag football.
Oh,
JJ, they got jerseys. They've got, like, all of this stuff. And they're like, I'm like, yo, this is not – like, they're icing them down.
I've never had a girl like
they
that.
They get them – me neither.
Wait,
with your friends?
Hold on.
You're going to go play football with your friends today?
Hold on, time out. You're telling me that grown men,
mm-hmm.
their significant others or wives
– yeah.
are wearing
like
their
supporters.
Jersey.
Yes. Their jersey. They're there.
For their flag football.
And they're like, go, baby. That's my baby. He's doing his thing. I'm like, this ain't real. And they talking like, he can't believe we lost, man.
That's why I had to stop. Bro.
I can't wrap my mind around playing football for free. That's the first thing. Number two, this ain't real.
I can't even get onto him. That's why I had to stop playing. I'm telling y'all, I used to have the worst temper. I don't anymore. But, bro, I would if we lost, I'd get so pissed off. Like, I'd lose friends over
it. But I'm like, the refs were cheating. They bro, this ain't real football.
Those
man.
Are the guys that turn into, like, terrible Little League dads.
Those are the same guys that I coach against in I-9 flag football when we're beating their – they're having flashbacks of
PTSD.
I think, though, if you've got a girlfriend and she's coming to your flag football game and she's wearing your jersey.
That's the one, dog.
She's cheating on you, bro.
I was going to say that's not the one.
You think she's cheating she's on you, hiding
something. I think, yeah, I
she's overcompensating.
You think she's over there getting affirmed by everybody else?
Affirmed.
I'm not saying she's cheating. I'm saying...
She see you get all the attention at the flag football game, and then she's sitting over there like, I want somebody to look at me.
She may be a little possessive. Maybe.
A little. She wants to be everywhere you are at all times. She wants to keep an eye on you.
She sees visions bigger of you than the Beaches Flag Football League.
You think that's what it is?
She sees the open tryout with the Jags.
She's like, baby, they cut Telvin.
You run that post corner, baby, post route.
Did you hear Telvin's not going to play this year?
Post
this is your
corner,
this is your post chance.
Comeback route.
I saw your high school film, baby. You can do it.
You run that.
I mean, do you go to their girls' nights with like the same shirt she's got on?
Baby. You go out there. You run that curl into a slant route that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, seriously, do they go like? That's crazy to me.
Listen, no judgment to anybody who does it, because I do know.
No, I am judging. I am judging. I'm telling you to run.
She wants you to be. She wants a ball player.
I have got the most supportive wife ever. But if my wife, if I was playing in a flag football league and my wife come rolling up in a jersey, I'd have to tell her to sit in the car.
Don't embarrass me in front of my friends.
I can't live up to your expectations, baby. And tell me what's really going on here.
You're so terrible.
You want to get to...
you
want to
know what's more terrible?
What?
Bad air.
Bad air.
That comes in from having funky cleats for playing in your
7-on-7 league.
You should
be... You haven't been washing your stuff. Like, your girl been wearing that same jersey now for 10 weeks and hadn't washed it. You could get, well, fungus.
I leave it unwashed because you win every time I wear it.
Get to loose air quality. Get that air taken care of. We're going to get to... Florida State's AD next, right?
Yes.
That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got nothing to do.
Well, let me clarify real quick. Because we got a couple texts. By the way, that's 4-on-4 flag football at Blue Cypress Park. Competitive and fun, 65 yards by 25 yards.
Thinking about it.
Okay.
65 yards is doable.
James says, send contract terms. 610 says, my wife comes to every one of my softball games and cheers for me. Y'all are haters. I mean, you could have a wife that gets mad and gripes at you for playing sports. No, my wife would come and cheer for me too, but she would not wear my jersey. There's a fine line.
For a fake team.
Right, there's a fine line.
Let me tell you what would happen to me. I go out there. So I have a job where I have to kind of do drills. I'm past the era where I have to.
It's
like,
been a while since I've seen you do a drill.
Yeah, and it didn't end well. It didn't look good. Tore my self-esteem up. I go out there and let's say I blow an Achilles or something.
Yep.
And I can't go out there and earn a living.
That's right.
I'm gonna get cursed out. Look at you. Damn it.
How old do you think you are?
You know, you're about to be 35, James.
Can't even provide for your family.
You haven't been able to.
Diabetic ass.
You haven't been.
God. Did you hear what he said?
Nice. Thanks, JJ.
Just acting like what she would say.
Now
you
I'm
going
to cry. You out here trying to be your 5-year-old son, compete with your 5-year-old son.
The franchise.
I get asked all the time to go play quarterback like in one of these 4-on-4 leagues. I'm like, hell no.
Because is there an age limit? Or
no.
Wait a minute. Are you asking me just so you can have a free place to practice? I see the game. I peep game. I'm charging all you jokers $10 an hour if you're coming in to try to use me for my facility.
Is there anything that I could do to damage my business more than go play quarterback at a 404 league right now?
Oh boy, if you throw
go throw a pick,
if you throw a Blake.
Yeah,
I thought you could read coverage.
Georgia would. You think Georgia would drop that commitment?
I'm not talking about them.
You could have seen. You could have seen that it was cover one on this side.
You know what my Twitter would look like? I'll pass. What's going on for? Why are you unhappy about this Florida State AD? I was coming in ready to congratulate y'all for having an AD, which, by the way, is something that most people do have.
It's the AD. It's the same guy.
The same guy as what?
It's the interim AD. They just took the interim
tag off. Stop.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Dead serious. I told people this. They're like, oh, we're. I was like, people were like, James, when are we going to have the AD? We have our AD. What do you mean? That guy would be the AD. I've been telling people this since September.
Why did it take so long?
I don't know why it took them so long to like make it official.
Were they looking for a different
one? No, they weren't. There was never a search. That's why I'm pissed off. This guy could have very well been the same person that they hired. Lie to me. Make me feel like it. Because the BS excuse they're using right now is that the books were so bad that nobody wanted to come in and take this job. Wrong. It's still Florida State. You open this up and I guarantee you'll get the who's who at least inquiring about what it would take to come and interview for the AD job. This is actually one of those AD jobs right now that you can get that could bolster you, especially when the last AD is the number two in the NCAA.
You may get a chance to hire a coach soon.
Not just that. You're going to come in. You may get a chance to hire a football coach or he may work out. Fine. Baseball, basketball, yeah. Softball, excuse me, men and women's basketball, baseball. I think the softball coach has a little bit, but you got a chance to make some really significant hires. You can hire a guy who can fundraise and balance books. The book part is not as hard as what people think. All the sports were spending more money than they were supposed to. Football notoriously overspends across the board. But, yeah, rein in the spending of your softball team and some of the other people if it's necessary. But you didn't even open it up for people to even look into possibly becoming the next athletic director. You went in and it was a lazy hire. And it's going to probably be a lazy baseball team hire. We're going to probably promote his
Mike
son.
Martin Jr. or something?
Yeah, we don't want that. Check this out right here. The softball team defended national champion. 6 ACC championships in a row. They were on – before this interim AD came in, they were on track to get a new scoreboard, like one of them video boards like that you see in high school.
Before this
interim guy comes in.
Right.
And and the sad part is every team in the ACC, you know what they have?
No.
A video scoreboard. Florida State is hosting the ACC softball tournament. They were going to try to go, and they had the money to go rent a scoreboard just for the ACC tournament. This AD said no, so now FSU looks like the pores.
Why did he say no? Because he didn't have the authority?
No, but because we're trying to cut the book. We're trying to balance the books. We want to get money. Like, you have it. You're in a battle with recruiting. You're in a battle with football. You cut the recruiting budget by 10%. Because Jimbo and them, like everybody else, is taking private jets to go cross country to go see kids, so that they can go see 5-6 kids on a trip. We got guys flying, not just flying coach, but there's no direct flight out of Tallahassee besides to Atlanta or Charlotte. Atlanta, Charlotte, Orlando, maybe Miami.
You think Dan Mullen and his wife flew coach?
No, Dan Mullen and his coach is like, if they got to go on a swing, they're not going. They're not flying no regular planes.
No, listen, true story, I was sitting on the sideline at a high school football game a couple years ago, and one of the Alabama coaches was in recruiting. And he's like, he gets an email, and he looks down, and he looks at me, and he's like, oh, good. He's like, my plane gets here at this time. He looks back down, and he goes, oh, good, I'm in this plane. I went, this plane? He said, yeah, we got like four.
They rotate, it just makes things so much more convenient. They're trying to take the Olympic sports, which all really excel. Like, track and field is good. Volleyball is good. They're all pretty good. And they're going to try to manage them on a budget of a mid-major program. Like, that's frustrating. But all of this, while we're trying to go one of the most aggressive fundraising campaigns to build a football-only facility. Why go, which is needed. But why go and try to raise this money for a football-only facility if you're going to handle your programs like their JV programs? That's what pisses me off. Hire an AD who's creative, who knows how to bring in money.
So you're saying they never put out a call?
They
for
never
like,
put out a call. This is the same guy
for
that
even,
they put
for
the
even
interim.
Resumes.
No, this is the same guy. If this guy were to win it, I would have no problem with it. But like right now, Texas A&M, their AD is at LSU. You know who Texas A&M's next AD is rumored to be? Oregon's AD. You mean to tell me there's not a young, energetic guy that could come in and revamp the program and take it to the next level?
A&M's AD went to LSU?
Yes.
I'm just reading something. You want to hear something crazy?
Sure.
40-year-old collegiate record in the 110 hurdles was beaten tonight. 13:07.
Dang.
How often do you see 40-year-old records?
This year.
You're talking about?
5 or 7.
No, no, no. I'm talking about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know how many people
Kentucky
have run?
Kentucky beat UF.
But you know how many people have run the 110 hurdles in 40
and been,
years?
And
right, thousands.
Good, a lot.
Yeah.
And nobody's ran that.
And it was a Gator, Grant Holloway.
Nice.
40 years? Like, I wonder what the longest standing track record is.
Well, that'd had be, to be up there.
It had to, right? Mm-hmm. Sorry, it popped up on the feed, and I wasn't even paying attention to the Gator thing. I just saw the 40-year-old collegiate record. Went, holy crap!
Nah, but that's what aggravates me. It's like, you have this guy. He's coming in.
It sounds to me though. I mean, you don't think this is just the guy they wanted, and then there was
this
some
is the
hold-
guy that this is the guy that
there was just a hold up like. A reason why they couldn't hire him?
The people are saying because the new president's going to want to bring in his own athletic director, which isn't true. There's athletic directors who athletic directors and presidents who athletic directors and football coaches who maintain while presidents change. Like, if the guy is good and he comes in and he corrects it and he moves things forward, he has no problem. You put out a search.
Yeah.
That's what big boy programs do. And it's and what makes it even worse is that, like, I'll give Scott Strickland props. During all of this stuff that's going on with the football program, he announces Colorado that I got something cooking. Then he announces Texas.
Man, don't get me started.
But that's so far down the road that
I'm
me and
so
you
tired.
Might be. Me and you might be drinking and sure and trying to have high fiber diets.
Well, we all might be gone.
I'm so tired of them announcing these games, not just Florida, not just
everybody.
Because most time they don't even happen.
But my point is with it is that during this time, just say nothing. We already knew what was happening. But you choose to like we got all this momentum and all the focus is on. It seems like there's a fire in Gainesville. Miami's not doing whatever, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, we're going to keep our new AD. Guys, we got an announcement. It's the same guy that we've been at.
I gotcha.
Like, this is the mixtape you choose to drop?
I mean, you got to do something.
Like, dude, do something better. That's fine. You went 5-7 on your AD. That's what you just did when you had a chance to go 10-0.
All right, we got to come back and wrap things up. I do want to get into this schedule thing. We'll have a couple minutes on the other side. This is just, it's so stupid. We'll get into that coming back. I tell you the
difference between me and them. You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do it.
So the Gators announced this home and home with Texas. When they announced Colorado the other day, I was like, okay, there's got to be something else. There's too much hype for Colorado. So, Texas, that's cool. But why are they announcing home and homes for 10 years from now, 11 years from now? Like, y'all realize none of this, half the time this crap don't happen. Like, you know that in order to get Texas, somehow or another, they found a way that they needed to drop USF. You know that, right?
Texas was with US?
Florida was supposed to play USF.
Oh, and so that's what they dropped.
So they dropped them, and now USF is going to Texas and getting a big payday. So it's like, I'd like for somebody, and nobody's going to do this because it would take too long, go do the research on these contracts that are signed 10 years in advance. How many of them actually end up playing? I'd love to see that. Like, the odds are less than 10% that when that game's played, both schools are going to have the same coach. right? Mm. I mean, who's the most tenured coach in the SEC East now? Is it Stoops?
Yeah. Yes.
Think about that.
Who's the Vandy coach?
Mason.
Yeah, but Franklin was there.
Yeah.
Before him. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just think about that. Mark Stoops is the most tenured coach in the SEC East. And we're out here scheduling games for 10 years from now? It's silly. Like, once I saw the date on it, I'm like, whatever. Whatever, Scott. Let me see when Stoops was hired. Dang, he's been there since 2012?
He was there right before the national championship. Got rid of him.
That's right.
Brung in Pruitt. Pruitt took that, added a little bit of spices to it, to what was already cooked, and boom.
Stoops used to be a DB coach at Miami, I think. Maybe it was a different Stoops.
You know, you're right. You're right.
That was a long, long time ago.
You know who he replaced?
No.
Chuck Pagano.
Ooh.
I didn't know Stoops was at Miami.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
JJ, you're right. They looked awful.
Who?
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, the outfits. I didn't see what Jay-Z was wearing. I was.
Now, Beyonce is fine.
Always. I never said she wasn't.
The outfit she's wearing is really like.
I told you, weird. It's a snuggie, but instead of like going all the way down to your arms and legs, it goes over your hands too.
It looks like a trash bag.
Like a big condom. Yeah.
I'm not sure if you know this, JJ. I'm a huge Jay-Z fan.
I knew that.
I hate the Jay-Z with dreads. I hate his hair. He looks like a guy going through midlife crisis.
Well, he probably is.
He is. How old is Jay-Z now?
Oh, he's damn near 50. And he always lying about his age.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's 49, according to Wikipedia.
And it looks like they got done with the gym at the gym. It was like, hey, throw something on because we got courtside.
Knowing damn well that was such a planned outfit.
It's like the rich, like people who aren't rich try to dress like they are rich, and the rich people dress as poor as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Like their style is so
you say that,
uber rich
you say
that they
that
look
until
poor.
You realize that hoodie he's got on is probably $500.
No. I'm saying like
those Yeezy
it's
clothes
expensive.
Look like homeless people clothes.
Yeah. They definitely look like that.
But they're mad expensive.
There's Yeezy clothes?
Yeah. They're basically just like oversized sweatshirts.
It's kind of hard.
With like stains on them.
It looks like it.
Did you see what
he
was selling at Coachella?
Like, but it looks like that. Just imagine like the worst thing that I could say it looks like that you're getting prepared to do. It looks like scraps. Like scrap clothing.
All cut up.
Yeah, cut up and like you'll sing spirituals or something.
All right. Well, hopefully everybody has a great weekend. Great Mother's Day. Take care of Mama. Yeah. Make sure you get Mama taken care of. We'll be back on Monday night. In the meantime, tell all your friends to make sure that they listen to us on SoundCloud, either 1010XL or SportsDen, either one. Go get us some listens. Tell everybody. Please, please, please. We'll see you on Monday.